This is Speaking Volumes. I'm Josh Rawlerson. Writer and editor Lee Goodkin grew up in Pittsburgh and still has a home here, but he's known nationally as a progenitor of the literary genre known as creative nonfiction and founder of the literary journal by the same name.
And you can define creative nonfiction as true stories well told. Quite simply, works like In Cold Blood was one of the first pieces that one might be able to call creative nonfiction. Capote called it a nonfiction novel, but everybody seems to be moving to this creative nonfiction definition. And it's incredibly fast-growing, mostly because all of us need to learn a lot more about the world than we ever did in the past. And the way in which we learn is through story. We don't just learn by someone throwing information at us. We learn because people tell stories, and the stories are learning experiences.
So where do you find good stories?
To tell you the truth, I read a lot of fiction. I'm reading now The Interestings, which is by Meg Wolitzer, and that's fiction. And I also just finished Gone Girl, Gillian Flynn, two different kinds. Interestings is a rather literary kind of fiction, and Gone Girl is summer reading fare. But I like to see what writers do and how they kind of connect with their reader. And Gillian Flynn did a great job. It's a little long, but did a great job making a connection. The best fiction I've read for a long time is Dave Eggers' Hologram for the King. Eggers is a brilliant writer, not just of fiction, but also of nonfiction as well. I like to read detective stories once in a while. So Harry Bosch is a favorite detective of mine. Michael Conley's written about 30 Harry Bosch books. He has a new one, The Black Box, which I also read.
Well, as a nonfiction writer, what do you get from reading fiction?
I need to learn how to tell a story, and who can tell a story better than a fiction writer? And so I study story, and I try to understand exactly what fiction writers are doing in order to introduce their characters, pace the plot. Everything just can't happen at one time. To write side stories and side narratives that all converge in the end, and build characters, and basically be able to see the world through the eyes of everybody. Like novelists, a novelist will see the world through what I like to call an inner point of view. Their characters see the world, not the narrator. But if you look at a lot of creative nonfiction, it's the narrator who's seeing the world and then interviewing the writer, interviewing the characters, the people involved. But the real challenge is to be able to see the world through the eyes of your character. The way in which I mentioned In Cold Blood before, but that's exactly what Truman Capote does. We see the world through the eyes of the people involved, even though Capote was not in any way, shape, or form involved. So that's the challenge, and that's what I can learn from reading good fiction.
Lee, thanks for your time today.
Sure.
Lee Goodkin is founder and editor of the journal Creative Nonfiction and In Fact Books. More information at creativenonfiction.org and leegoodkin.com. Speaking Volumes is online in the iTunes Store and at our website, wesa.fm. You can send your picks via Twitter at Booksburg or drop an email to speakingvolumes@wesa.fm. Speaking Volumes on 90.5 WESA is supported by the Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh, dedicated to engaging our region in literacy and learning. Thanks for listening.